WTN aviation expert Vijay Punasamy, African aviation must focus on African interests. Vijay Punasamy, a Tourism Hero Award holder, chairman of the World Tourism Network Aviation Group, barrister, partner with Dentons Mauritius, was the moderator of the lively, engaging, insightful, and productive panel from airspace to aeropolitical issues and everything in between. How Africa is rising to the challenge at the Aviation Africa Summit in Johannesburg on Tuesday, September 17, 2024 with Ms. Poppy Koza, Director General South Africa CAA. Captain Gilbert Kaib, Managing Director, Air Transport Consulting. Mr. Barry Kashambo, Consultant, Aviation Safety Alliance for Africa. Vijay Punasamy's remarks. Setting the scene. Over the next 20 years, IATA expects world passenger numbers to increase by 3.8% per year on average, resulting in over 4 billion additional passenger journeys in 2043 compared to 2023. IATA expects the African aviation market to see a 3.7% rise in demand per year, but warn that infrastructure and connectivity challenges dampen the African airline industry's expansion and performance. Our continent's population is expected to double by 2050, reaching 2.5 billion people, offering massive opportunities and even more massive challenges. This will also exacerbate the poor air connectivity between Africa and the rest of the world and even poorer intra-African air connectivity. It will also compound our governance, oversight, infrastructure, and issues. Left, Vijay Punasamy with Rwanda Infrastructure Minister of State Olivier Kabera at the Africa Aviation Summit in Johannesburg. Middle, Vijay Punasamy with Professor John Lamola, SAA Interim Chief Executive Officer, at the African Aviation Summit in Johannesburg. Right, Vijay Punasamy with Poppy Koza, the first woman Director of Civil Aviation of South Africa, and a member of the panel. Key takeaways. iturbonews.com. Absolute need for genuine engagements, immediate effective actions and governance for results-driven oversight. All African aviation stakeholders is almost equal to and work diligently and intelligently together to effectively promote safe, secure, sustainable, and viable passenger and cargo air connectivity within, to, and from Africa. The African Union and the African Civil Aviation Commission must endeavor to understand and address all the concerns of the relevant African aviation stakeholders to allow for the long overdue implementation of SAATM and other African Union decisions which will promote air connectivity, travel, trade and tourism within, to and from Africa. These concerns include protecting national carriers from overbearing or unfair competition, fear of losing tax revenues, air connectivity, poor governance, poor regulatory oversight, lack of competent human resources, and poor infrastructure on the ground and in the air. African states must empower the African Union and the African Civil Aviation Commission to deliver on the mandates they were given to promote safe, secure, sustainable, and viable passenger and cargo air connectivity within and from Africa. African states must develop and implement initiatives to enable Africa to take off and develop and implement initiatives to enhance the effectiveness of the African Union, and it will undoubtedly help if they each had a minister and ministry dedicated to Africa.